Hi, my name is Amelia Loeb. I'm an undergraduate at the University of Maryland, and I'm presenting research done on improved cultivars for blueberry and blackberry production affected by increased seasonal temperatures. Maryland is experiencing an increase in growing season temperatures. This graph shows the average statewide seasonal temperatures for March through August. It's from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and over the past 110 years, they've measured an increase of 2 degrees Fahrenheit on average. Though a small increase, pick your own growers, PYO, have noticed a change as well. They've noticed that many of their customers prefer to come earlier in the summer and pick to avoid the later hot and humid summer days. This, in turn, creates a challenge for them when choosing cultivars. The increased seasonal temperatures and the co-occurring economic shift in pick-your-own operations presents new challenges for growers when choosing new cultivars. This study includes a blueberry management trial and a blackberry propagation trial to answer growers' questions about how readily certain cultivars can be used in Maryland. Blueberries and blackberries were chosen as they are two very popular and asked about at pick-your-own markets. Blackberry cultivars in Maryland should have a quick producing time in order to avoid spotted wing Drosophila, be thornless and therefore easier to pick, and produce large and firm fruit, as that is what pick-your-own growers say their customers want. The requirements for a blueberry cultivar, on the other hand, are determined by soil requirements. In general, blueberries require good drainage, an acidic pH nominally between 4.5 and 5.5, and a high organic matter content. Maryland soils naturally do not meet these requirements, so tolerant cultivars and specific amendments are very important to pick-your-own operations. I will discuss the blueberry portion first and then continue on to the blackberry portion. For this part of the experiment, two cultivars of blueberries were grown in a greenhouse: Northern Highbush Blueberries, Blue Ray, and a Southern Highbush, New Hanover. Southern Highbush blueberries are not often grown in Maryland, but they warrant investigation in case their chilling requirements become more suitable in the future. The two amendments used were barn waste comprised of horse manure and sawdust, which was mixed in with a ratio of 1-3 field soil, and gypsum applied. Barn waste was incorporated into the entire pot, while gypsum was only incorporated into the top 2 inches. Gypsum was then applied a second time, 5 months later, to both treatments. These amendments were chosen to mimic common field amendments done by pick-your-own growers in Maryland. The plants were then evaluated based on growth, color, and general health, and then ranked and categorized into 3 terciles. You can see that certain amendments are more likely to be found in certain terciles. For example, the gypsum treatment for Blue Ray is 2 times more likely to be ranked higher than either of the other 2 amendments. The correlation is less strong for New Hanover, which can suggest that New Hanover is more tolerant of the soil conditions produced by the gypsum and the barn waste amendment, or it could suggest that it is susceptible to other factors not studied. pH was also measured in this study. You can see that the barn waste amendment increased the pH more than either of the other treatments, the gypsum amendment or the control treatment. All treatments experienced an increase in alkalinity, but the barn waste increased more, and 5 out of the 6 soils sampled, the gypsum increased less than the control treatment. It should also be noted that many of the soils before treatment were in the range for suitable pH for soils for blueberries, suggesting that pH possibly may be less of a concern to Maryland growers. On the left, you can see the results after 7 months when the pH was taken, and you can see a differential growth based on each amendment. In evaluating the cultivars, New Hanover and Blue Ray, they each have different morphological characteristics. For example, you can see a slight coloring on the New Hanover leaves right here that we determined was most likely not caused by any nutrient deficiency. And in addition, New Hanover has larger, thicker leaves, which causes it to look healthier in comparison to Blue Ray. Here you can see the control, gypsum, and mulch treatments for each soil. So, in conclusion for this part of the study, the barn waste increases pH undesirably. It's commonly used in Maryland as a way to add organic matter to soils. However, this is not recommended, and that is echoed in much of the literature that barn waste adds organic matter, but at the expense of alkalinity, which for blueberries is not recommended. However, the atypical salts from these amendments can be leached out to a level lower than toxicity within about a year. However, this could be bolstered by field trials to further that claim. Agricultural soils in Maryland may be suitable based on pH, although organic matter and drainage may need to be improved. Gypsum, which is often recommended in Maryland to increase drainage and improve calcium input for blueberries, may be recommended to decrease the rise in pH, is what we found in our study. But we found that it was highly variable between individual soils, and so it may not be needed. Future field trials could be used for Blue Ray and New Hanover to test how adapted they are and tolerant of the soils. As I mentioned, that southern high bush varieties could be suitable in Maryland if their chilling requirements become desirable, which we did not test yield or chilling or bud break, but it would be interesting to see. What we did find is that they are suitable to be grown in Maryland based on soil conditions. A blackberry propagation trial was initiated to answer questions about how readily blackjack blackberries can be propagated. Blackjack is a variety that was bred in Maryland, and it shows a lot of promise because it increased, because it shows a lot of promise because it fulfills requirements needed for pick-your-own growers in Maryland. Its patent describes it as a midsummer thornless blackberry cultivar. In tests in Maryland, it produces 6.2 pounds of fruit per plant, which amounts to 13 tons per acre. And its fruit is said to be very large, thick, and up to 4 centimeters in length. All of these are very desirable to pick-your-own growers. At the time, no propagation efforts for this cultivar were in the works, and so it was a question of how easy is it to propagate? So primacaine cuttings were taken in July of 2016. They were taken in two-node cuttings, dipped in 0.01% IBA, and then rooted in the greenhouse under mist. The greenhouse experienced temperatures of 30 degrees Celsius and above, and high light conditions despite using a shade cloth and mist for cooling. A 62% mortality rate of 1,200 cuttings was also experienced. The question was whether that they could be propagated true to type and maintain their thornless genotype. And that was observed, as well as after a year of growth, flowers were produced, but the canes continued to grow vegetatively, which has also been observed in thornless blackberry cuttings of the hardwood using a hardwood method. So, for this propagation study's result, the thornless trait can be vegetatively propagated. There were no thorny phenotypes observed in any of the plants that did survive, which was very good. However, the mortality rate was high, and we suspect that using a more conducive environment with lower heat stress could have caused the mortality. Currently, the patented material is being propagated by Norse Farms. So in conclusion, the cultivars Blu-ray, New Hanover, and Blackjack may be suitable for Maryland because they meet requirements for cultivars and they are tolerant to individual conditions, whether it be the soil or being able to be propagated. Blackjack is now propagated by Norse Farms, as I said, so it will be interesting to see how sales in Maryland pan out. I'd like to take this time to acknowledge the references used in research and as well to thank those who have supported me. Are there any questions? Oh. Yeah, the goal of the experiment was to answer growers' questions about certain varieties, nominally Blu-ray, New Hanover, and Blackjack, and how easily they can use them in their pick their own markets. And so the reason that the specific trials were being used were in direct response to growers' questions. They were unsatisfied with the growing amendments that they used, and the cultivars, Blu-ray and New Hanover, that they used. And Blackjack, they had this cultivar and they wanted to know why no one was propagating it. So it was in direct response to answer growers' questions about these cultivars.
So can you relate your propagation results to your goal?
That Blackjack can be readily propagated by two-node cuttings. And so now that Norse Farms is propagating them, that there's a correlation between the readiness to be propagated and continue to be propagated. I'm sorry, could you repeat the question? It was a subset of the goal of Blackjack, of why Blackjack is a suitable cultivar, seemingly, from its patent description. And can it be propagated? Can it be used in Maryland? Yes. Any other questions? All right. Thank you.